Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. Shout out to all the underdogs going on the journey today. It's high noon here in Harlem at the studios of WATR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem, and it's time for us to get into it. You know what we do here, exploring how underdogs get our swagger back in today's society and culture. And we look at it from all the angles. The unavoidable, the underreported, the unbelievable, the unjust, the unsaid, the unconventional, and more underdog stuff. And as always, topics inspired by what's going on in today's current events. Some past events too, some turnaround stories, some that worked, and some that haven't. It's always something to learn on both sides of that. Inspired also by our personal lives and a pinch of politics from time to time, too. And as always, hosted by me, your host, Gregory Neesmith, certified coach, business consultant, content creator. And when it's all said and done, into exploring how we get our swagger back in business and in life. With that, it's time for the Gregory Neesmith Show, episode 82. And today's theme, secrets. Today's theme will be secrets, and as always, we'll cover it from all the angles. Let's start with the unavoidable news of the week. Turns out, number 45, aka POTUS, aka the Twitter in chief, might have a secret. And that might not be a surprise to you. Turns out this week, we found out that Michael Cohen, often referred to as Trump's personal lawyer, and a guy they call a fixer, fixes stuff. Supposedly, Michael Cohen recorded over 100 of conversations that he's had with different clients and people in his life. There were many people and many topics on the tapes. Some of those tapes we know about so far is that the tapes, some of them discussing Stormy Daniels payments, some of them with this guy, Chris Cuomo, who is a host on CNN. There was a tape when Trump and Cohen were potentially talking about buying the rights to a story on Karen McDougal, who's a former Playboy model, I believe. And the tape, Cohen recorded a conversation between himself and this guy, Keith Davidson, in regards to the Daniel payments. I mean, just talk about sex, lies, and videotapes and secrets. It seems that that's what's going on in our politics in terms of what's been an unavoidable news story. And if you haven't heard it, this is the tape, or at least a portion of it.
I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David, you know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. Yes. And it's all the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company, correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be,
what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So No.
Secrets. Looks like Trump and Michael Cohen might have some. Hey, you might have some too. I know I got a couple. Supposedly what you just heard was an excerpt from a 3-minute conversation between Cohen and Trump back in 2016. They talk about how to purchase the rights to the story of a former Playboy model who alleges she had an affair with Trump. Cohen is also heard talking about an effort to unseal some divorce documents and some other stuff. Just a whole bunch of sex, lies, and videotapes. Do you care? Should we care? As we out here as underdogs trying to rediscover our special stuff, should we care about some of these secrets going on in the Trump White House or not? I would say, based on everything I've heard so far, I don't think this is going to turn into something that would likely get the president impeached in the House of Representatives, then convicted in the Senate, and then have to exit the White House before we get to the elections in 2020. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, let me know. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm no lawyer, So I don't know for sure, but so far it seems like a lot of smoke and no fire. But I will say this, though. I just heard that there's only about 100 days left before the midterm election. So instead of being on Front Street, or instead of just talking about how much you don't like Donald Trump and some of the secrets that he may or may not be keeping, make sure you register to vote. Make sure you go out and vote for your local and state races, because that will likely have more of an impact on Trump's presidency than potentially these secrets he's keeping about him and his sex life. We'll see. 100 days, it's coming. But supposedly this week, the big story was that Trump was keeping a big secret. And just in case you were wondering what Trump is saying all about this, and, you know, who to trust, who not to trust, here's Rudy Giuliani letting us know that if we should choose between who to trust, the tape, Cohen, or Trump, it sounds like Rudy's saying side with Trump.
The president said, I have it right here.
I have the transcript.
I had five people go over it, then another five. You got to listen to it four or five times, which is when I talked about mafia tapes. I've been talking about this being a mafia tape. I said, I'm an expert on tapes. I did 4,000 hours of men on tape saying, hey, Rocco, what are we going to do today?
Oh, my gosh. So we're going to put you in the next movie.
Yeah, I wanted to talk. Yeah. Donald Trump says, don't pay with cash. Interruption. Cohen, no, 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 no. I got it. Check. No, no, no. And then very, very suspiciously, he cuts the tape off because it's a very, very innocent, very solid explanation. Now, here's another reason it had to be checked. Before it, they talk about doing it by corporation. How are they going to do cash through a corporation? $150,000.
It's impossible.
You might as well sign up for jail.
Yeah.
Did you follow all that? I'm lost. Secrets, lies, who's telling the truth? I don't know. But 100 days, midterms coming. Shout out to all the underdogs who've been going on the journey so far. Today's show, with that online comment from Daryl, who says there's a couple things going on here related to this secret and these secret tapes and Michael Cohen and Donald Trump. 3 points. Daryl says, one, Cohen never trusted Trump since he taped these conversations. Number two, Daryl says Cohen is in huge trouble. While it may not be legal in New York to tape the conversations, he broke all sorts of legal ethics and he should be facing discipline from the Bar Association. And lastly, Daryl says Trump may be the first president to leave office in handcuffs. That may be wishful thinking. I'm not quite sure. I think Trump might actually get a second term. It's probably more likely than him leaving the White House in handcuffs, but we shall see. Appreciate Dow from the 215 checking in the 212. With that, that's the unavoidable news of the week. Trump again, probably no surprise, but I wanted to make sure we picked something that was related to today's theme of secrets. And like I said, we're going to cover it from all the angles, and that's a secret going on from the unavoidable news. All right. I said that we'd also talk about secrets from the perspective of the 10 Swaggerback Commandments. Donald Trump's not the only one who has a secret. According to lots of studies, 95% of us have a secret or secrets. And secrets, they can be heavy. They can weigh on us, hold us back, keep us distant from folks. Be bad for our health. I'll never forget. It was 2013 in the winter time. And I was in this 3-month leadership development program. And it's all about trying to figure out where I am in my life, what I wanted, and like what was getting in the way of having things work out. And you know, inside the 10 Swaggerback Commandments, one of them is called change your address, because a change in address will change your life, both literally and figuratively. And I often talk about this idea of going from Front Street, which are things in my life that aren't working, to acknowledging that and then figuring out what I want to do about it going forward, moving from Front Street to Swaggerback Boulevard, as we like to say around here. And oftentimes, it can be a challenge to try to figure out like what you are, what I am, what we're fronting about. And I talked about the howling dog story a few weeks ago. I talked about getting feedback from other people. And there's all types of ways to try to figure out what you or I may be fronting about. And then figuring out what you want to do about it, what you want to change. And one of the places that I've discovered over the years for myself and for other clients and other people I work with is that if you're not quite sure about what you're fronting about or what you might want to turn around to help you get your swagger back, our secrets is one of the great places to look. And so it's 2013. I'm in this 90-day leadership development program, sharing myself, sharing with others, talking about what I want in my life, what I'm going to do about it, what's been getting in the way, what I need to unlearn. And finally, we get to the final weekend of the program. And everybody's sharing their deepest thoughts, their fears, their doubt. They're laying things on the line. And I have been keeping something in for those past 3 months, even in a space where we were supposed to be allowed to be vulnerable, allowed to share, allowed to cry. Maybe we weren't doing it with the outside world, but this was supposed to be a place where we could actually let it all out. And so for 89 days, my tank, so to speak, wasn't empty yet. I was still holding on to something that I thought was such a big deal, so significant, something that was weighing on me, a secret that I've been keeping for 89 days. It's almost the 90-day program's almost over. Am I going to make the most of this program or not? Because that same secret that I was holding on to in that program was one that I've been holding on to at that point for almost 16 years. So for me, the secret was major. It defined me. The secret that I was holding on to that I wasn't sure whether I was going to share or not that night is one that made me think that maybe I'm not that smart. Made me think that maybe I can't be trusted. Made me think that maybe, just maybe, I will never be able to finish something that I started. Also, the secret that I've been keeping had me kind of be standoffish with people, especially people that I knew from some of my young adult years. Because I wanted to, you know, keep something from them. Didn't know what they would think about me. Maybe they would be ashamed. I didn't want to embarrass myself. So I kept the secret for the 89 days. It's almost the 90th day of the program. And I'm like, am I going to share? Am I not going to share? I've been carrying it for me for 16 years. And so finally that night, I was like, yo, I'm going to do it. I'm going to let this secret out. Let it out. Fine. Let it out. I'm going to go from Front Street, Swagger Back Boulevard. I'm letting it out. And so there's about 16 of us in the program. Everybody takes a turn to get up in front of the room and kind of just say what their experience has been like. Is there anything left they want to share? What are they going to do going forward when they leave here with the rest of the world, with their lives? And so it's finally my turn. I get up in front of the room and I start bawling, crying. I'm like, I just got something I got to tell you. I've been holding it in. I've been holding it for a long time. I just want to, and it's just been there. And I probably sounded like that actually, because I'm sure I couldn't talk. Because for me, this is about to be the biggest secret, biggest thing I've ever shared that I've been holding on to for 16 years. And so I stopped crying long enough to say to everyone, there's something that I haven't told you about my journey. And I told them that the thing that had been weighing on me, or one of the things that I've been on Front Street about and keeping me from getting my swagger back. And I told them that I never finished college. And I've been keeping it a secret from my family, from my friends and from my employer that I, at the time, had been currently working for 16 years. And then I paused, started crying again. And I think there was a moment where I also just closed my eyes too, because I was waiting for the fire to come in, for people to be mad at me, for people to be embarrassed by me, for people to be like, what the hell were you thinking? Who are you? And then literally, someone in the room goes, that's it? That's all you need to tell us? They were like, whoo, we thought you were going to tell us you killed somebody or something like that. And in that moment, I will say for a few seconds, I was like, I just been up here crying in front of y'all, bearing my soul. The secret that has like been like around my neck that I think that is such the biggest deal in the world that has me think that I'm like a terrible person. And y'all don't care? I was like, man, I was in one moment pissed and then another moment relieved. And I'll never forget a couple people come up to me and they go, I'm so glad you finally let that out. You're not the only person to never finish school or conceal some information to try to get a job. And what you did doesn't necessarily mean it was the right thing to do, but it happened. And now, you know, what you gonna do about it? And so that night I learned a couple things. One, that it's helpful to let secrets out. Something that I thought was such a big deal turned out it was more of a big deal to me than it was to the rest of the world and my world around me. And from then on, I started to realize that one of the ways to get my swagger back is to actually let folks know what's going on in my life instead of trying to look like I have everything all together. And I'll never forget a couple people said to me, they were like, we were waiting to get to know you for these past 89 days. And finally, you let your wall down and we know you a little better. And they also said that they felt like they had more inspiration for them to share some of the stuff that was going on in their life too. Now, that's my story. I'm sure you got a secret or two. And how am I sure? I mean, the studies say 95% of us have secrets. So I actually know that you got at least a secret too. And you have your version of, I didn't finish school. I didn't do this. I concealed that. I've been keeping it with me for years and years. It's weighing me down. I know you got one of those too. And I would just offer to you, don't hold on to it. And not because I say so, but because it's been reported that secrets, they could almost kill us. In a paper in July 2017 issued from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, it was stated that keeping secrets may be stressful, but not because of the activity of hiding it from people. It may be stressful because we may keep thinking about the information, which reminds us of the secret. Knowing we have a secret may make us feel as though we are acting in a way that's not authentic and can also depress our mood. So not even the concealing of it. And I can relate to this. For me, a lot of the pain was the actual every time I would think about the secret and all that the significance and meaning that I gave it. This recent study found that people think about the secret three times more often than the actual activity of hiding it. And I felt that. There were days where I would just sit at home thinking about how bad of a person I was for not finishing school and then also keeping it a secret from my friends, family, and my employer. So I get it. And they say secrets decrease people's overall sense of well-being. The decrease in happiness was related to the number of times people thought about a secret, not the number of times they actively had to hide it. Talk about that saying like there's a war going on inside. I got one going on inside at that time. And you might have one too. And it's supposedly seekers are associated with poor health. And these findings stuck true when keeping secrets in romantic relationships too, business relationships, all types of relationships. So if you got a secret, I would say call me at 212-650-6903 and just say it out loud, get it out. But that would mean a lot of people get to hear it. You might not be ready for that. Or if you're watching online, I would say type your secret right now, let it out. That may be asking a bit much. But whatever you do, it could save your life, because researchers have discovered that keeping secrets can set off a chronic surge of stress hormones, specifically gastrointestinal problems, weaker immune system, high blood pressure, memory loss. Man, that secret likely isn't worth all of that. With that said, I want to share just one quick example I read about. We, you know, oftentimes hear people say, oh, I'm carrying some baggage around. I feel heavy. The secret is weighing me down. Well, there were researchers at Tufts University and three other major colleges did a set of experiments in regards to people keeping secrets. When they asked people to think of either a major secret or a small secret, you know, like a big lie or a white lie. I hate that the small secrets are called white lies, by the way. Just, that's a whole, I digress. Like, why do white lie get to be the, like, the tiny one, the trivial one? But anyway, I digress. When they asked people to think of either a major lie or a major secret or a small secret, then they asked those people to, so you were asked to think about a secret, then they asked those same people to estimate the steepness of a hill that they thought of the secret, and then basically folks thought that the hill seemed steeper when they thought about a secret versus when they didn't. All that to say that your mind will play a whole lot of tricks on you and your health if you keep your secrets. So, cool. You may have a secret. Actually, you definitely got one, because I know 95% of us have one. And so you have one, you want to share it, but you don't know how, or you don't know how to do it. Three ways to do it. You can write it. Just write it down. Just get some pen and paper and write out that secret. It helps to let it out. Another way, which is I call like a step further, is to tell one of your friends. Share with them. Let it out to them. It'll also create some more closeness in your relationship. And then lastly, if you want to take it an even bigger step further, and I think you should actually do all three of these, but take a bigger step further, tell a pro. Tell a therapist or a coach who's trained to listen to you share your secret, and they can be part of helping you get your swagger back and going from Front Street to Swagger Back Boulevard. Who's got a secret they're going to share? Let me know. I just shared one of mine. Your turn. It's time for the un of the week. Unbelievable. So there was a story, and interesting enough, it relates to secrets, and secrets can be a little, you know, can the end justify the means? Is that really a secret? Is it gamesmanship? Is it strategy? I think this next story, it'll be interesting to hear your thoughts on whether this was unjust or just right. Can a secret turn your iPhone into an iHome? Like literally a home, like a home, a house, something you live in, home. iPhone secret. We'll see. All right. A woman in China, under the week, has convinced 20 of her boyfriends to buy her 20 new iPhone 7s, which she then sold for enough money to put a down payment on a house. There was someone who recently publicized the story, said they heard the story from the actual woman. They didn't release the actual names, but this woman sold the 20 iPhones that she got from her 20 boyfriends to a recycling plant and got an estimated almost $17,000-$18,000 and used the money as a deposit down payment for a house. It's said that she didn't come from wealth and that it was her creative way to come up with money for a house that she wanted to get for her aging parents. Underdogs. It's the under the week. You talking secrets. Is this unjust? Is this right? Just right? This secret and justify the means? It doesn't seem like anybody was hurt in this all. I mean, you know, she was able to get, first of all, $18,000. I don't know. Would you come up with this type of game plan to get some gifts from some people in your romantic life? To then do something for the greater good, or at least the greater good in your world, for your parents, your loved ones? Let me know. It's the end of the week, and it relates to secrets. And it also relates to the Swagger Back Commandment to change your address, but in a more literal sense, because this woman literally just changed her address with her iPhone to iHome game plan.
Let's say you want to buy a house. A lot of people want to own their own house. They want to be homeowners. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to get that house. But here is what this person did in China. Okay, person under the pseudonym Proud Xiaoba told the story of her colleague, whose pseudonym is Xiaoli. She said her colleague has 20 boyfriends. 20 boyfriends. And she convinced each of her boyfriends to buy her an iPhone 7. She got each of them to buy her an iPhone 20, or iPhone 7.
iPhone 20.
iPhone 7. And then she in turn sold all the iPhone 7 for how much?
Like 120,000 yuan, which is like $18,000 USD.
For $18,000. And she used that $18,000 to make a down payment on a house in China because she does not come from a wealthy family. And she said, parents are getting old, so she wanted to give them a house. And this is how she did it.
No romance without finance. Ooh, underdogs. Is that a secret that you good with? And justify the means? She found a way to get her swagger back in a very creative way. Do something for her family. Let me know. Unjust or just right. This un of the week. I will say, it sounds like, and obviously I don't have all the details to the story, but it sounds like no one was forced to buy her these phones and no one was necessarily harmed in all this, and something good came from it. So I'm going to give it a tentative, a lukewarm, a somewhat just right instead of unjust. I think if I'm being my best self here, I would probably say that if those men in her life actually find out about this story and realize that they were a part of this all, that maybe they get to have a conversation about it and clean it up from that standpoint. And I'd actually be shocked if they didn't understand that what she was doing it to make a difference in her parents' life. And, you know, no harm, no foul. But let me know what you think. You can always email me at gregory@gregorynesmith.com your thoughts from any of the episodes, because not only is it a live show on Sundays, but it's also a podcast available every Monday on gregorynesmith.com and also all the other podcast platforms like Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and yeah, those are a few that it's on, and you can search the Gregory Neesmith Show. It'll pop up. Please follow, subscribe, leave a review. Appreciate it. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. Unjust or just right? Somewhat of a secret, some gamesmanship, some strategy to turn some iPhones into a new home. And that is our honor of the week. Unconventional. I want to just circle back to the secrets that are happening in our own lives. Secrets, I looked it up, defined as something that is kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen by others. Also, an alternative definition of secret is a valid but not commonly known or recognized method of achieving or maintaining something, like the secret to happiness. Secret ingredient. And so I think we often know those two versions of secret. And I do want to say that one of the secrets to getting our swagger back is letting go of our secrets. I hope you see what I did there. But I do want to leave us with one unconventional thought, though, about secrets. I often relate to secrets as something that are some of the bad things that I think that I've done or that have happened. Some of the things that I think are embarrassing. Some of the things that I'm not proud to share, proud about. And I know the truth is that you often go there too when you hear the word secrets. And a lot of you right now might be thinking, man, there's some secrets that I want to tell people, or I want to write down or tell a pro or tell a buddy so that I can feel lighter, so that I can move from Front Street to Swagger Back Boulevard and get your swagger back. I get it. But actually, the unconventional thought today is I don't necessarily want to go there today as the takeaway. I mean, please do that, right? Please share your secrets, the ones that are embarrassing, the ones you think are bad. Do that. But the unconventional thought for today is I want you to share at least one secret, at least one secret, a good secret, I'll call it, that's gone bad. And what I mean by that is the other types of secrets that can weigh us down are the ones about some of the positives in our life, like the secret you're keeping from people in your life that you want to write a book, or that you want to quit your job, or that you want to start a side hustle, or that you want to adopt a kid. A lot of times I have, and I know you have too, kept secret some of the things you want in life, some things you want to create in this world. And those secrets can have a damaging effect on us too. And so this week, not even this week, right after the show, write down or tell a friend or go tell a pro one of your quote unquote good secrets that you've been keeping from the people around you. Let that out. Free yourself up to actually go out and make one of those good secrets a reality. And I guarantee you it'll be part of how you go from Front Street to Swagger Back Boulevard. With that, I'm going to end the show, as always, with our underdog of the week. And, you know, we were talking about secrets. We're talking about changing the address in Front Streets to Swagger Back Boulevard. And I wanted to end with this. Can you name this underdog?
It's not about the money. It's just something I enjoy doing.
Can I get Twitter?
And for his customers, it's not just about the hot dogs.
I think it's amazing. I think that's inspirational. I think we need more stuff like this. The North Side's been deemed a bad area and a bad place, but when you see stuff like that, you just got to support it.
Can you name that underdog of the week? I'll give you a hint. He's an underdog that turned hot dogs into a good thing. And this story is about Jaquan, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly, Jaquan Faulkner, who opened up a hot dog stand to help raise money for his school clothes. Someone reported his stand because he did not have a permit. Here we go, Permit Patty again. Speaking of secrets, who's secretly calling the cops on black folks just for out here living? Another story. It happens again, right? And it happened to Jaquan. Someone called and said that he needs to be shut down because his hot dog stand that he's had since 2016 doesn't have a permit. But for once, it's a happy ending. No police brutality, nobody hurt, nobody shot, nothing like that. It turns out in this case, we had a happy ending. The city stepped in and actually helped Jaquan get a permit and help him evolve his business. And now all of a sudden, he's all good. And the hot dog stand is up to code. And Jaquan is looking to eventually get himself a cart. But what turned out as potentially could have had a bad ending, had a good ending. And while Jaquan said he just does it because he loves it, he's also an example of an underdog who's out there doing something to change his situation and to go out and work for the things that he gets to have, right? Have some new clothes to go back to school. And instead of just being at the mercy of thinking that it's not going to work out and the challenges of all that, he went out there and has been working and had something good happen and got some support. And definitely looks like he's going to not just have his swagger back, but have some new clothes too. Shout out to Jaquan and to the Minneapolis Health Department. This story happened in Minneapolis. Shout out to the Minneapolis Police Department. Also, all a part of making Jaquan our underdog of the week. Hot dogs for underdogs. If you're in the Minneapolis area and you're listening to the show, go out there and support Jaquan and someone who's not just asking for stuff. He's going out there and working for it, and we appreciate him. With that, thank you to all the underdogs for listening, commenting, and calling today's show. Shout out to the live show producer, Megan, and shout out to the podcast editor, Kayla. Appreciate you both. And also, you can find out more about me and the Underdog Stuff, the company, at my website at gregoryneesmith.com as we continue to explore how underdogs get their swagger back in today's society and culture. And as always, I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote. If you've listened to the show before, you know what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say it again and again each week. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.